Hello, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio and to the Sum of Us. My name is Alisa.
My name is Liz. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. It's the first show of 2025.
Mm-hmm. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Mm-hmm. I wore my polka dots. I thought of you.
Oh, that's good.
I wore polka dots, and I wore underwear with little hearts on them, just because, you know, you never know. It was cute.
Well,
did you have it? Go ahead.
It was not the New Year's Eve I wanted. But,
Explain.
No, my I have my aunt, right, and she, my Aunt Thelma, and she has had some swelling, like in her feet.
Oh no.
This was last week, so I had scheduled an appointment for, you know, just to see her. She's, you know, she's been walking around. She's like, yeah, it's just, you know, this time feels really heavy. I'm like, okay, so we need to make an appointment and see your doctor. Because she really doesn't like talking to anybody else but her doctor or someone affiliated with her system because, yeah. So I put in the request and her doctor, you know, usually you can't get your doctor right away, but hers was like on the 31st at 5 p.m., like a video visit. But she saw it. She saw the request and called me. So this was yesterday. I mean, 2 days ago. She called me on New Year's Eve day and said, you know, what's going on? Because she'd said, I tried calling your aunt to talk to her directly, but she never does her answer her phone. I said, yeah. So I let her know, and she said, oh, my gosh. She said, wait, I'm concerned about her heart. You need to bring her to urgent care. So that's what we did. So I was there with her. We checked in at 3 because the doctor called me at 1.
Okay.
And I'm like, all right, well, let me go over there. I mean, I'm still in pajamas and whatnot. I'm like, all right, let me get over there. And just said, well, you know, brought her over, and, it, you know, we checked in at 3. And I took a break around 6:30 to eat lunch. I had to run all their tests and they just don't really know. She has the swelling, and then she has a little bit, there's like her chest X-ray. So there's a little bit like in her chest area. So we're like, okay, we gotta figure this stuff out. Right. And, I have a feeling she has sort of been just living with it for a little bit that, you know, she doesn't feel great, but she's like, no, like she didn't want to stay overnight and because they're trying to get things set up, but it's the holiday. So
Oh my God.
I left at 9:30.
Oh my goodness.
Because, and she was still there but the doctor's like, well, you know, we're going to have to run a few more tests. And I said, okay. I think they wanted to keep her overnight just because, you know, they're trying to figure out the scheduling is really the whole thing, and they wanted to monitor her. But she was like, you know, do I have to stay overnight? And he said, well, you know, I can't keep you. I can't keep you against your will. And so she's like, well, I want to go home. And she said, we can come back tomorrow. I'm like, oh, sure, you know, we'll just, you know, we'll come back tomorrow, you know. Like maybe you should stay, but he's like, we still have to do a few more scans just to make sure, like that she doesn't have to stay, but just to be sure. Okay, I'm like, all right. I said, well, if it's gonna take a little bit, I'm gonna head back home because it was really warm on that day when we left. And it got really cold, and I didn't bring an extra jacket.
Yeah.
I'm like, let me go ahead and go since I've been gone for, stuff left. You know, like I had some things that I was planning on doing. I also had plans to meet people. You know, I had dinner plans.
Oh
you know, just
my God!
Things like that.
Oh my goodness!
I go
Oh my
home
goodness!
And I cook up my Hoppin' John, my collard, not my collards. I do black-eyed peas. I did finish that because those were soaking overnight. Like those were just sitting there.
I know,
get this
you do it every year.
And I told her before I left, I said, just call me. I said, I checked her phone. She had plenty of juice. I said, you call me when you're ready to get picked up. I said, I'll come over and get you. But so I just can't stay here.
No.
At the urgent care with all, you know, all kinds of, we've gotten in there. There were so many people in there just waiting. I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, my God.
So,
oh, my God.
So I get home and do all that, and I'm hanging out with like, Jaden was in town.
Yes.
You know, Anna and Amy. And so we, you know, we're just hanging out. I play a few games on Mexican Train.
Mm-hmm.
We did that during the day. But, it, you know, it was just nice to be at home. And then she calls me, like, you know, like 11:30 or something like that.
Oh, my God.
All right. You know, it was before midnight, but just, you know, and I'm like.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
All right. I'll come and get you. I said, it's going to take a little bit of time because it's midnight. And
Oh, my Lord.
She'll say, okay, I'll wait for you. I'm like, I know you have to wait for me because you're not going anywhere else. You wait. So I do a little toast. I didn't tell her that. I'm like, okay. Anna's like, well, don't leave yet. You know, like, you know, it's not the best time to be out there, but it's also, we're just about to do a countdown. And so we did a little countdown.
Oh my God. Had
water from my wine glass. And then I head out, and on the, like, one of the bright things was seeing all the little fireworks displays across the city as I'm driving.
Yeah, that's cute.
That was
cute.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was like my few moments, you know, I pick her up. And I have to remember, I mean, granted, it's not been a walk in the park for her either. She's been hanging out there too. But I know, and it's just like it's the usual thing. I know she feels, well, I shouldn't say no, but she knows that it's not been a great night. Not that she was supposed to make it a fun night for me, but I think she knows, like, well, just the severity, and hopefully she gets that it's not to make me feel better. It's for her to feel better. It's for her to feel healthier, you know? So, because she's like, oh, we have to come back tomorrow and get my, my medicine, because the pharmacy at Kaiser is open 7 days a week, but they close at 11 at night. So, but they're open early, like 7. And I'm like, well, we're not going to 7. I can tell you that right now because it's freaking, you know, 12:30 or whatever.
Right.
You know, I got her home, and she's at home for by 1 o'clock.
Oh my God.
And she's still talking about, well, let's, you know, we can go in the morning. We can get food, take a breakfast, and then go. I said, I am
now
not.
Now she's turning this.
I am not waking up any earlier than I need to. I said, it's late. It's very late. And I said, I will let you know when I'm ready to go.
Good.
Because I'm just tired. I'm tired. Yeah. I said, and I don't know what's going to be open for breakfast. And honestly, I don't even, I said, did the doctor say anything? Obviously, you know, I'm sure he told her some things, but I wasn't there. So I know he's like, yeah, cut back on the sodium and, you know, all those things.
And her diet has to change. She does not need to be going to no Waffle House or whatever, like, no.
Right.
Go ahead.
Coincidentally, that's where I ended up having to eat my lunch / dinner at 6:30 because it was just.
Where else are you going to go?
Well, there were places, but I mean, it was just traffic everywhere around me. Okay.
God.
I just needed, so I had like some, you know, I had something fairly innocuous for, you know, no bread, but, so like that, so it was a difficult, you know, I'm tired. I'm very tired. You know, I finished cooking. I did all that stuff. I cleaned up when I got home after dropping her off. And I think I probably went to bed around 2:00.
Yeah.
Turned off my alarm because I'm like, I'm not waking up that early.
Nope.
And then, so I kind of ease in. I wake up, I don't know, it's probably like 9:00 when I woke up. And I'm just laying in bed because I'm like, there's no rush. I'm just feeling it. Just like all the things that have to happen. Yeah, she has.
Yeah, oh my God.
She has. I mean, and I lined up a few appointments that we had to book, and I did them as early as possible. So they're all happening like in the next, you know, few days.
Yeah, you talked about that in the last show.
Just right. Other appointments.
You talked about that Tuesday. Yeah.
So then my uncle calls. This is one of my uncles. I'm sure you've met him, but he's married to my dad's sister, the youngest sister. So it's, you know,
okay.
It's him. And you know, he's one of the ones that will help her every so often. But
okay.
It's like I'm on speakerphone with them, and then my cousin, she works at a hospital doing like X-rays and, you know, cardio stuff. So she knows about the heart. And so I understand,
oh,
you know,
okay.
At least with what she understands a lot of the terminology, and that's fine. But they're calling me like, you know, we heard that she's been in the urgent care. I'm like, yeah. And it starts
so you're
off,
the spokesperson.
You know,
so now you're the spokesperson.
Interestingly enough, it turns out, you know, he's just been like, okay, well, you know, so they're just asking, and I'm like, well, she's, you know, she's back home. Like, why, you know, and they're just, you know, just, I could feel it ramping up, but with me and with them, oh my gosh, you know, and then you could hear, you know, my cousin talking about, well, if she has swelling, she probably should have just stayed in the hospital. I said, well, they can't make her stay. And
oh
they had,
God.
They have
yep.
their plans. I said, it's Kaiser. She's like, oh, okay. And she understands it's a different system. But that doesn't really stop her parents from, oh, well, she needs to do, or, you know, you need to tell her.
Oh,
and when they started with that,
oh,
you
no.
need to tell
oh,
her.
No.
I'm like,
oh,
no. And it was like me, like crying, screaming, like, stop talking.
This is so going to what we started to talk about on Tuesday. This is insane. Keep going.
So I'm like, stop. I was just yelling at them, like, stop talking. Stop telling her what she needs to do. I said, you need to tell her directly. So, I mean, even my voice right now is starting to crack. I'm like, it was the same kind of feeling.
Yes, because it's such this thing of being dehumanized.
Right.
That's what this is about. Oh, my God. Keep going.
So, and they just were quiet for a moment. And like, well, you just rest. I'm like, I said, just stop talking.
I'm so proud of you.
Well, you know, it wasn't my finest moment because I really don't
nope,
like yelling
not about
at people.
That. No, it's not about that. No,
well,
no,
listen,
no.
Let me get it out.
Go ahead. I am. I go ahead, girl.
I get it. All right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
It's just I don't like having to yell.
Of course. Nobody does.
So the guy hung up. After telling them, you need to tell her yourself. Tell her directly.
Right. Right.
So I can't make her do anything.
Right.
And I can't handle you telling me.
Yep.
I said, I've got you and just about every other relative telling me what I need to tell her.
Oh, my God.
And I don't need to take it anymore.
Yes, ma'am.
But it was all said very angrily.
How could it not be?
And so I was just obviously I needed to everything to stop.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
And I took a shower because I knew she needed to get her medicine.
Right.
And so I took a shower and I called her when I was calm enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to get up, I had a little snack to eat before because I hadn't had anything.
Yeah.
And we go but you know what I did is I did text. I sent a text to the three of them as a group.
Good.
Mm-hmm. And I did apologize for raising my voice, and then I explained a little bit more of just like I don't have to do all the stuff that, you know.
That's right.
That, so it's not for me, it's for her. And if we need as a family, we need to figure it out on to help her. But I said, I can't be that one person. She has to want it more, and she's got to figure it out. And maybe hearing from a lot of you a little more regularly might help.
Maybe.
But it can't just be me.
No.
And I feel like I tried to kind of get from my point of view why, like, stop calling me. Stop calling me to tell me what you need to tell her. And I'm sorry she doesn't pick up her phone. That's just par for the course. Maybe you can yell at her for that, too.
Add that to the list. Mm-hmm.
So just because I'm the one that sees her more regularly doesn't mean I have to be the messenger for every freaking relative. It's too much.
Right.
And and you know, because I wanted it, because it's just for me, the reasoning for me to do these kinds of make these apologies is for me. It's because I don't want to burn bridges.
Absolutely, of course. And you love them. That's your family.
So,
I'm sorry.
You know, she I pick her up and she's like, okay, well, let's get, you know, can we get something? He said, no, you're going to get your medicine first.
Yeah,
and
she wants us to be like an activity. She wants us to be like, go ahead, keep going.
Yeah, that's the priority.
Yeah.
You got to get your medicine first, and I will see what's open when we're done. If you're hungry, which of course she's hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So then she said, well, let's get, you know, we went and got Thai food. And I'm like, well, we're only going to get fish and maybe some soup. We're not going to order five different types of rice and, you know, we order a lot. We order a lot because she can bring it home. You know, we'll split it. She can take some of it home. And I'm like, it's too much. And so when we got there, I asked about the fish. I said, make it less salty. They're like, yeah, we can just use more chicken broth. I'm like, perfect. And then so we had it pared down, and then you know, she wanted to put gas in my car. I'm like, okay, that's good. Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, that's good. Yes, please.
My other aunt had invited us over, and also, you know, Anna and Jaden, because Jaden was in town, and so that's on the other side of town. That's close to where my other aunt and uncle live. And when I mentioned to them that was the plan, was to, you know, we were all going to go and we were going to bring it down. I'm like, oh no, she shouldn't be traveling. I'm like, what? She's just supposed to sit
out of here.
Okay. Oh, she should be in the hospital. I'm like, well, I said, you can take it up with her when you call her.
Good.
So they, of course, and Aunt's like, Aunt Thelma's like, yeah, let's go. I want to, oh, she said, what else am I going to do? I'm just going to sit around. I'm like, well, that's true. I said, all right. So we went, and I could not at that point. It was just like, I wasn't talking to her because I just wasn't, what else am I going to say that she hasn't already heard?
Yes, of course.
But we had some leftovers because of course we still had some leftovers because that's a whole fish.
Oh God.
It was really good though.
I'm sure it's fabulous. Oh my God.
We had some leftovers and so it's a little bag and she is like by her feet, and we drive up, and I said, well, bring your leftovers in so you can put them in the fridge. She's like, ah, it'll be all right. I said, look, you've been in the hospital once for like bacterial poisoning. I said,
oh God,
bring your food in, bring your food in and put it in the fridge. I don't care how cold it is. You're not leaving fish out for who knows how many hours.
Nope. Right.
And you're going to try to, and she will eat it later. I get it. She will.
Yeah.
You have enough issues going on. Like,
yeah.
Be a grown up, like wash your hands after you use the bathroom and put your food away.
Yep.
Properly.
Yep.
But just the feeling of having, you know, I get in, I can't even take a joke. Like I'm just at that, you know,
one
of my cousins, it's like, oh, we're all full. I'm like, oh, okay. Then I'm ready to turn back around. I'm like, I'm good. You can handle her later. You can take care of her. I'm good. But I just couldn't handle those dynamics.
Yeah.
You know, my uncle was like, here, what do you want to drink? Beer? I'm like, no, just water. Okay, how about some wine? How about water? Like just getting water I was super, super sensitive, so I stepped outside.
Of course. Of course. Oh, my God.
And realized I hadn't even, like, called my parents to say Happy New Year.
Mm.
So I call my, you know, call them, I, you know, FaceTime. And I just broke down.
Of course you did. Of course you did. This is so, this is years and years. And I apologize for my emphatic energy. And I'm very loyal. And I'm very protective. So I apologize for not letting you get it all out immediately. Yeah, I apologize for that. And I'm really sorry that you had to go through this, but this really is a blessing. Also, this is so bringing me back to when things started with my mother. It's, there's so many similarities, the swelling, the refusal to stay in the hospital, the diet, you have no other life but to be here to, like, take care of me. Like, I can't even tell you, so many things that you were saying, like, brought me back to a very difficult place.
Yeah.
And then when you talked to, you know, you had to check your relatives. Again, the dehumanization is what really, that's why I was jumping in, because I could see exactly what was happening to you, you know, that all of a sudden you're not even a person. You're a vehicle, literally.
Right.
You're just form and function. So again, my deepest apologies to you, but you know where I'm coming from, because I love you.
Yeah.
And you know, I will have your back in a gang fight, bitch, because you know how it is. And it's just heartbreaking. You know, you're not being heard. And then when you want to express that to your parents, but this has been, it's actually a blessing. This was really, there was so much trapped energy for so many years. Then you have the river cruise. Then you have this, but all through it, you know, you were sort of allocated a role growing up, being the only female in the household, a child, and the youngest. Then for your aunt, you know, once she became a widow, you're like the surrogate. You're not anybody's surrogate anymore. You're furious. Mm. You're furious. You've been angry your whole life with good reason. And now your body is like, you know, expressing that. And you can't. You are halfway through the journey in this life.
Right.
So what's going to happen with Act Two? So you're literally fighting and screaming for your life and to be heard. And, you know, yes, of course, you did the right thing. You apologized or what have you. You had that grace, of course. That was emotionally intelligent thing to do. That's who you are as a person. You are a civilized, intelligent, brilliant, lovely, beautiful human being. However, because you were not perceived that way for most of your life, you had to check a few people. And I would think that with showing so much vulnerability to your parents, which is really grace and strength, that you made an impact. Because nobody expects you to, everybody expects you to say, like, yeah, I can do that.
Right.
You know, and from the very beginning with this podcast, I used to say to you, yeah, you could do it, but do you have to? Of course you can do it.
Right.
You're brilliant. You're amazing. You're fabulous. You're capable. You're phenomenal. Of course, anybody wants to have you on their team. Fun to be around, you know? But that doesn't mean that that's your lot in life. it doesn't mean that that's your sentence without a judge and a jury. That's just not fair. So I'm proud of you. I'm sorry that this had to be so painful and so gut-wrenching. I mean, I just devastated for you. But in the same breath, I'm freaking proud of you, girl. Because nobody, especially those people who think they know you but they don't really know you, nobody expects you, Alisa Joy, nobody expects you to express that way, to really hold your ground. So when you were being so raw with your parents, how did they respond?
Oh, yeah, my dad was the one that answered, you know.
Uh-huh.
So he, and it's his sister, so he's, you know, he was like, I understand. And he's like, no, mm-hmm. you need to take care of you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then my mom's in the background ready for a fight. She's like, well, you know, they need to, I'm like, Mom, just stop.
Oh.
Like, there's enough. Because she, you know, she'll take a round at her in-laws, you know. They need to do this. And she's pointing to Dad, you need to be the person that, like, said, I don't know, Mom, you know, it's going to be up to a family effort. And Dad.
It has to be, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Dad is the oldest boy.
Right.
But he's not the one that's going to, you know, ultimately my aunt has to take responsibility for her own health.
Yeah. And I have to tell you, she may not, there's a kind of a childlike quality that she's just given up her autonomy or something. It's a lack of willingness. You know, she wants to turn this into, oh, well, then we can go eat and we can do this. And so, like, it's an excuse for her to spend more time with you.
Mm-hmm.
So where are things now?
I would say there have been some, you know, even yesterday, like, it was good to at least let my parents, and by default, because my mom's sister was there and her husband, so they were kind of listening, and they could not listen in, but so they kind of know what's going on, and I'm like, you know, that's just, you have to understand all the things that I'm doing for other people, that, you know, I'm not
mm-hmm.
able to do stuff for myself.
Thank you.
And so then, okay. like, you know, I had to chat with Anna, because she was like, what are you, you know, I was actually in the backseat of my car talking to my parents, like, in the driveway, because it was
right.
a little chilly out, but I'm like, no, this is better.
Yeah.
So, you know, she and I chatted with him. Jaden was listening too while we were outside, because they were getting ready to go. And then, you know, I took a deep breath and I came in, and my aunt's like, so, are, you know, do we need to go now? I'm like, yeah, I guess, you know. But then my Aunt Julie, my other Aunt Julie, says, married into my family, and my uncle, the four of us were talking. Julie was the one before me. In fact, I remember her complaining at a family meeting or family gathering about having to do all this, a lot of the same stuff that I'm doing for Aunt Thelma.
Yep.
She's living on the side of town. So she knew, she knows.
And, she wants to
deal.
And
so we had a good talk, because news travels fast within our little family. So of course
I can't imagine.
Of course she knew about our nice discussion with my aunt and uncle. And so my aunt Julie was like, really, like, I know what you're going through. But she's a little more fired up about it too, but sort of the same thing of, you know, she has her brothers and sisters, and they need to be able to help her, you know. They need to be able to help her, and not just pass it along to somebody else without really consulting her or talking to her about it. And then my cousin, the one that works at a hospital, texted me separately because my aunt that I had yelled at texted me and like apologized. He's like, "We're sorry if we said something to make you upset." I'm like, okay, he completely missed the point,
yeah.
But
yeah,
whatever.
It's not your aunt, but whatever. It's okay. It's all right. It's okay.
But my cousin texted me separately and she's like, "You said you don't even have to apologize. Like, I know what you're going
Good.
Through."
Yeah.
And she's like, "You need to take care of you."
Yeah. No.
So it was just good to hear. A voice of reason.
Intelligence, compassion, understanding, being seen,
yeah.
being heard, being valued, all those things that make you feel safe.
Yeah.
All this is about not feeling safe and exposed. And not cared for. Who the hell's taking care of you?
Right.
Oh, so sorry, honey.
So
this is huge. Yeah.
So I was just, been pretty tired. Just like I want to stay still,
mm-hmm.
got home. And, Jada was still around, but they were just watching TV, and I wasn't in the mood to watch whatever they were watching. I was like, I'll be kind of in the same area, but.
Right.
So I just took time for myself as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And, today I told my aunt, because she's got appointments, I'll pick you up at, 1:45, whatever, And my cousin, everyone, my cousin, my other aunt was like, let us know the schedule. And if we can, if we can, then we will. Like, I get that. I get it. But, I appreciate it. We'll figure it out. But I still have it in my mind to just post to our thread with the
mm-hmm.
siblings and just put it out there. Like, it cannot be one person managing.
Yeah. You're breaking
one person.
Yeah.
Who should be managing her own shit for the most part, but she, health wise, but you're right. She's like a little bit of a child. I'm sure she's scared, mm-hmm. but then she's like, she's sort of like my mom, but my mom is a little more, understanding of like, she can reason with me. My aunt's just like, no. Or she'll just won't say anything and she'll just do what she wants to do. So,
right.
I'm done. If it's going to be that way, then I'll turn everything over to somebody else.
Yeah.
Who can, manage her app, because all that stuff goes to me. I probably won't give up that, honestly, because I'm not going to be that mean, but it's like.
No, it's not about being mean. Right.
She needs
just
help.
Switching things up.
And I need help.
Yeah. Right, and it's just moving the needle someplace else, so that it's more balanced and that you're not so pressured to. I mean, you're just fighting to maintain who the hell you are because you're trying to come into that for so long, and with this whole appropriation that has been put on you since you're a child. You're kicking and screaming at because you don't have a choice. It's either that or you're going to completely lose yourself. You're fighting for your life.
Yeah.
While you're supporting your aunt. So I think it's not about being mean. It's about self-advocacy. And it's really about being seen
mm-hmm.
on your terms. Not just left to the devices and judgments and needs and conveniences of others.
Right.
No. I totally understand because in a very insidious manner, for too many years, you have been dehumanized. You're not a robot. That's it. So you are really fighting for your life. And you know what? I'm proud of you for many, many reasons. But you have literally found your voice and have expressed it. And it's exhausting. And you have to take care of yourself. Because it's too much for anybody. Are you up for taking a message? I'd love to see what comes up with after hearing all this. Is there anything else to add before we jump into that?
Not for me. We do have a hand raised, and I think it's our friend.
Okay,
Marguerite.
Let's see what Marguerite has to say, but I want you to pull a message, Lisa. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Hi, beautiful. Happy New Year.
Thank you. I wish I was there to give you a big hug.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, you need one. And I'm wrapping my arms around you because you do.
Yeah.
You deserve
it. It's a group
it.
Hug. Let's do it, Marguerite. 1, 2, 3.
Because I'm like crying right now because I want to ask a question and see if it resonates. When you were, say, early 20s, were people calling you to ask you to do things? Say, oh, you're available. You can help me with this. Anything.
Oh, probably, yeah. I mean, that's just, yeah.
So people are drawn to you because they know they can depend on you. You're always available. So
yeah.
For me, I went through it with Josh. Josh was in and out of the hospital for months. The last month, it's an hour drive to Cleveland every day.
Wow.
And Bruce would work, and we would go right after work. We were both exhausted. Finally, like after the first week, I wrote to my girls, I said, you girls need to take turns. We can't do this by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I should have done it earlier because they were only going once a month or something. We were going every day.
Wow.
I understand what you are feeling and going through. You're the one, because they all depend on you, whether they want to or not, but you need to reach out to them and say, here's a schedule, or you need to check up on her, you know, take turns, whatever it is, but you need to do it because they're going to keep doing the same thing.
Yeah.
It's routine for them. You're dependable. And I hate to say that, but that's going to keep going.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of you for what you've done. Don't be angry or upset for what you said, because whatever it was deserved, because they called you instead of going to the source.
Right.
Instead of, you know, either your aunt needs to get a home phone with an answer machine or something else where she answers her phone. Because that's just terrible. Because if there was an emergency, she wouldn't pick up her phone, or she couldn't call him. You know, it's just, I just see too many things going wrong with that. So, but I'm sorry.
Agreed.
I'm sorry you have to go through all that. It's just, the sisterhood of, you know, availability, it's just kind of like, no, it stops here.
Right.
Don't let the rest of your life be dictated by somebody, oh, you're always going to be there. Well, you will be, but not. Dependent on that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, my heart is breaking for you.
Me too.
I am so sorry.
Thanks.
We've all gone through it. And it's just, we totally know how you feel. And it's so frustrating. And you just think like, you're losing your mind because people are just so cavalier with their perceptions and their presumptions and their willingness to just be so unconsciously perceiving you as not a fully formed person with a life. That's the part that I think is provoking the anger and the rage and the frustration, you know. Because, like you said, it's for your aunt. It's for her well-being. No one's mad at her. It's for the well-being. But it's like, oh, my goodness, you're not a brain. You're not just a brain with car keys. You're a woman.
That's it.
Who the hell is seeing that? That's why I popped off, you know. And that's why, again, I apologize to you, because I could see exactly the energy, what was going on. No one is seeing you as a vital woman with a life that you've been trying your whole life to freaking live while you're being suffocated and being pulled in all these places. But like Marguerite says, well, you're the dependable one.
Huh.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I remember having losing my mind in the supermarket when my kids were young and I'm working and I had to do all these family things and my ex-husband was just like so checked out. And I remember losing it in the frozen food section. I wasn't seeing, I was a robot. And I said, I'm not a fucking robot. And I'm shaking. And people are looking at me like they need to put me to the psych ward. Because you keep it and you keep, because you're dependable, you're fun, mm-hmm. you're this, you're reliable, you're brilliant, you're intelligent, you're cheerful, you're kind, you're compassionate, you're into all those things. And so much more that describe you. Where's the woman? That's what this is about.
Mm.
Because it is about taking care of your aunt. Not about, I'm sorry we said something to upset you.
Right.
Where's the woman? We're talking to the woman right now. So this is really like your rite of passage into stepping into your womanhood. You know, like in different cultures, like you go out to the jungle for 40 days. Well, guess what? This is day 40. You came back a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You came back from the jungle a woman. Anything else you'd like to add? Because Marguerite, stay on the line. Anything else you'd like to add? Because I want Alicia to pull a message. But stay with us.
I want to say one thing.
Yeah, please.
It might resonate. When I first was married, the first year I was married, there was a lot of loss in my ex's family. His brother had lost his daughter, which was the oldest one of four. Well, ended up with four babies they had. She was about five. She was our little ring flower girl. But
so sad.
When they
had,
we went to the funeral. We went to the service. And then the next year, or maybe two, the baby that was born the year we were married passed away. We were sitting in my in-law's kitchen with some of her relatives. And they asked, so you're going to go to the funeral? Well, we weren't going to go to the chapel. We were just going to go to the cemetery. And she goes, yeah. And then they go, how are you going to get there? She looked at me, she's going to take me. Didn't ask. Just pointed it. So see how it starts.
Mm-hmm.
That it starts with one little simple thing, and then she never had a driver's license. So you'll take me to the store, you'll do this, and then it just kept going. I don't want a car because I don't drive. You know, it was like that's how it started.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
If you don't delegate now, I mean now before you lose it completely, it's you. You know, sometimes we were brought up, women can't do, we have to just know our place.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Right.
You do what's good for you. And then, if you can do it, that's fine. But put it out there and give them the option of doing it. Knowing that if they don't, they don't. But that's up to them. It's not like entirely up to you.
Yeah.
So, and then it's still going on for me, but I'm fully getting my kids used to doing things for themselves.
Yes,
absolutely. If you don't, but I'm sorry. That's all I wanted to add.
No. This is all. Don't you dare say you're sorry. Okay, let me pull up this. Wow, Alicia. We're both so proud of you. That was not easy. You're a woman. WOMAN. I'll say it again. Okay. I love you. Aww. Okay. I wanted you to take me to Waffle House. Okay. Database is up and Mia Rapa. The database is up and loaded, and I'm ready when you are.
Pick.
Okay. Oh wow. The number associated with this message is 914. use how you react. Oh, look at these messages. They're like, come on. I saw the first three words and I'm like, damn, these messages are crazy. Use how you react to the stimuli and interaction around you as a way to monitor where you're at and what you need. Step back, evaluate, correct. What the hell were we just saying to you? Crazy. I'll read it again, and I'm going to send it to you, so I know you want it. You should make that your screensaver on your phone. Use how you react to the stimuli and interaction around you as a way to monitor where you're at and what you need. Step back, evaluate, and correct. 914. It can't be any clearer than that, for God's sake.
Well, that number is a number sequence is a number of five, the number five of change. And the nine, as we know, is about the ending, about hopefully seeing bigger picture, definitely seeing bigger picture. The one is me, the self, in the middle. And the four is, I look at that as, you know, redefining the foundations that I'm on. And that does the change, you know, that will then move forward with this change. Well, change is happening regardless. So thank you. That's a cool message. I'm going to wait for you to send it to me.
I'm doing it right now.
And our friend, Jennifer texted me. She said, way to go. This will be a turning point. You'll see also, yes. Is there a rose bubble you can use? Yes, I can definitely do a rose bubble.
Oh, yes. Good answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just sent it to you.
Thank you all.
Of course. Oh, my God. You must be exhausted. So what's the plan for today for you?
For me?
What happens today? Uh-huh.
I'm going to eat my breakfast. And
good.
My supplements. I got all my supplements in for this program.
Good.
I'll hopefully get a bite to eat before I head out. Because I'm trying to get on a more regular schedule. To be a little flexible with current events. I'm going to bring my aunt to her appointment, and then bring her back, and then I'm going to, today's Thursday, then I have a Zoom call that I want to sit in on with my usual Thursday night, but now not so usual Thursday night spiritual group.
Oh, good.
And,
perfect timing. Good.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, there are things that I want to do. I need to do a load of laundry. You know, just things for me. And
for you. Yes.
Then I want to get into my thyroid elite program and work on that today as well. Mm-hmm. So
good.
Yeah.
That feels more balanced. You know, it's a little bit, you know, it's for her, but it's for you.
Yeah.
And I would just say for now, could we be like 30% her, 65% you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it was really like 80-20, 80% her, 20% you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to move the needle. Let's just move that needle. Because that was like a size, no, literally it was like a seismic shift for you, which had to happen. There was just no, you know, I don't think there was any other way for it to have reared its intensity in the way that it did. Because look at all the accumulated, just, you know, letting it be suppressed. And your body's like, and your consciousness is like, okay, no more. No more. And I know bit by bit, And if the timing is perfect, it's the beginning of the year. You're starting this health protocol. There are things that you're going to put into practice consistently for your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being. You're building a foundation. You have a huge family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're very fortunate because when my brother needs something and his aide isn't around, guess who's the only person that's doing it? It's me.
Right.
There's nobody else. So you're in a really fortunate position that the numbers are there. So the chances of people to, you know, dare to step in are higher because there's more bodies there. And I love the advice that Marguerite gave. You know, you are setting the tone now. You're being the boss. You're being a boss bitch now. You gotta start running things. You know, it's really interesting too because just when people have an idea or presumption of who they think you are, you're gonna be like, yeah, watch me. And also too, it's like if you know what just popped in my mind, it's like the dynamic with your brother. All of this is like they see you a certain way,
mm-hmm.
and it's all self-generated. It has nothing to do with who the hell you really are. It doesn't even occur to them that they're seeing a fully formed, evolved woman in front of them. That's why this is so primal. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's why it hurts so much. That's why you're enraged. How could you not be? So now it's like, okay, it's your turn now. It's your turn. It's a powerful way to start the year. I believe 2025 is a 9-year, right, collectively.
Mm-hmm.
So, right? So
yeah.
That's it. You're right? Good. You're shutting things down. And what's your personal year from your birthday?
I'll go into a 6. On my birthday.
Oh, so you're
so
in a 5
now. Right now. Yeah.
Well, girl. Okay. Perfect. And in a few short months, you're going to ease into that love. Listen, I'm talking to you like I'm a numerologist.
Take it.
You rub it off on me, girl. no, and to ease into that love nurturing energy. But start mothering yourself now. That 6 mother energy. Listen to me talking to me like I'm you. Talking to you like I'm you. Yeah, really embrace that now. Because the best is yet to come. I'm really freaking proud of you. You must be exhausted.
I am.
You must be exhausted. Oh, my God. Are you able to take, at some point, like an Epsom salt bath?
Yeah, I was thinking about that, too. I could do that. I'll probably do that tomorrow.
Good.
I could do that.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of toxins that have been released. A lot of, you know, traumatized cellular memory that has been released. And I think it would be great for the Epsom salt to really absorb all of that. And then stay in the tub and you watch it all, you know, go down the drain.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get out right away. That would be beautiful. This is a weird question, but again, things pop in my head. Do you have food coloring in your house?
No.
I didn't think so.
No.
If you happen to remember, it's not a big deal. If you happen to remember and you're at the grocery store or at Target or wherever the hell, and you know how they have like, you know, food coloring where they have like baking supplies and
mm-hmm.
things like that, like little packages, like it's very inexpensive. I'm just feeling that if you just put a few drops of green food coloring, that's the heart. It's also a way to send remote energy to your aunt. She has heart issues, but it's also for your loving heart for yourself. Again, this isn't Liz. This is the energy that popped in. So I'm just saying what just came in. Don't feel like you have to do it. I'm just showing, you know, a thought that popped in.
I'm like, would I be green? Would I be green?
It's not easy being green. No. I don't think so.
It's food coloring.
That's a good question. I don't think so. No, I don't think so because when I have, she's now, that's funny. All right, Kermit.
I'm just saying.
All right, Yoda. Or in my case, Hoda.
Hoda.
Listen, Hoda. Not the one from the Today Show. No, when I used to see the Santera, she's now passed, and they would do these, they would give you like these bottles with these special medicinal baths to pour in. They were all different colors. And the, you know what I'm saying? And I think that was, but that's a good question. Yeah, I would Google that. Amazing.
Yes,
and
right.
I would Google that. Maybe, yeah, I would Google. That's a really good question. So, but, you know, what came in was you taking a green bath. So, yeah, maybe you could find something that's green in color and not food color. I don't know. That's a good question because you don't want to stain anything. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I just told you in a green bath.
I could do roses and use the stems.
Oh, there you go.
You know, like the, or the leaves, maybe not the stems because those are thorns.
Yeah,
but
because you're a nature girl. See, look, I'm such a city girl. Go get some food coloring. like you're like the country mouse and I'm the city mouse. Yeah, do that. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to me. Yeah, that's good. Good answer. I like that. Better than it's plant-based. Yeah, that's better. That's better. Don't listen to me. Yeah, I just see you in a green body of water. I mean, that was a picture I got, and then, you know, my linear mind is like, how are you going to do that? Go to the store and get some food coloring. No, it's like when I came to somebody's house that was from, I think, Ohio, and they had just moved to New York, and I had a beautiful bouquet of flowers, and they're like, oh, that's so beautiful. It looks like you picked them. I said, I did pick them. I said, give me two of these, three of these, four of those. And they're like, no. That's not picking them. I'm like, well, I was at the store. Give me, I was at the florist. That's not. I didn't pick them. I picked them out. And my mouse. Yeah. So yes, my country mouse. You go get the rope. Yes, do it with. Yeah. I just see you in a green body of water. How you get there is better than me giving you some like weird way to get there. So your guidance is better than my guidance when it comes to that.
That's funny. I appreciate that.
No, we love you. We're proud of you. You're amazing. This had to happen.
Yeah.
And the thing is, too, nobody is damaged. This is actually tangible healing. What a lot of people, and I say this a lot on the show, what a lot of people get confused with the concept of healing, there's a little bit of an ignorance. It's like, oh, it's New Year's, it's 2025. Everything's better now. Literally, 3 seconds after midnight, I heard people fighting in the street, and I heard a police car. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, happy new boom. You can't say here, happy new boom, right? But all these people think everything's going to be better, da-da-da-da, and they think that's healing. No, it's not. Healing is not for sissies. Healing is for badass bitches. Healing is ugly and healing is painful, but healing is next level. And that's what you're really allowing to happen for the first time. This is truly a blessing. This is about your healing. And this is about, and I said this year one of this podcast, this is your crisis of reinvention. This is the wisdom of transformation. That's what's, and it's painful. But this is next level. This is, you are a woman. And listen, I love a perennial, and to me there's nothing hotter than a late bloomer. We're both late bloomers. There's nothing hotter than a late bloomer. So let's discover this together, right?
Yeah.
We may not show up early to the party, But we show up when it's the most fun, and that's what's happening. So we're hugging you. We love you. we're proud of you, and you are setting the tone. And take Marguerite's advice to reach out to people and, like, this is what it is, and start to step back.
Yeah.
65-35, my friend. I love you so much, and you're amazing, and we're so proud of you. So, and
you're
a woman. Yeah, we heard you, honey. Okay, we heard you, which is beautiful. So if anybody needs to get a hold of us, you can send an email to loablend@gmail.com. We are scheduled to get back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Please honor yourself before all others. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. So proud of you. Love you.
Thank you both.
Bye.
Thank you both.
Love
you. Love
you guys.
Thank you.
Sending
love
hugs.
You.
Thank you.
Sending hugs. Bye. Tell me something good.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.